Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. It is time for the Republican American Report. Ruth joins us every Monday morning, well, 99.9% of the time. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. Hi, Jill.
Good morning, Ruth.
It's that little 1%, less than 1%.
Huh? It's way less than 1%.
It's whenever you go visit a family 0.01.
member. Exactly.
Or
not enough.
No, it's not. It's not enough at all.
Okay. Well, it's the aftermath of Thanksgiving, and we had lots of events. There was the champagne stroll down here in Kent, and last night was the Parade of Lights up in Canaan. So the holiday ended with lots of lights and bangs, and lots of those parades will go on for the rest of the month.
Yeah, the Canaan event, and from all the pictures I saw and everything, was very well attended. And,
yes.
And of course, the two nights of festive going-ons in Kent, that's always well attended. But this week, and I mean, you have on Saturday the Sharon tree lighting,
mm-hmm.
and then you go over to the historical building and hot chocolate and cookies.
And loads of fairs. We've got the Gear Fair on Saturday, the Cornwall Church Fair. I'm sure I'm missing some, but next weekend is Fair Weekend Christmas.
And also, the big wrap-up to Festival of Trees happens next weekend.
That's right.
They have the big gala party at Noble Horizons.
Yes, I go every year. I'm looking for your tree, Marshall. No more, huh?
No, I did it three times,
I know.
And then I said that was enough.
But it is lovely. Lots of nice trees there. And, yes, the big gala on Saturday wraps that up. And then I believe there's a... Is it not Saturday the or Sunday the Salisbury?
Well, what goes on Sunday is you have at 5:30 you have the Falls Village tree lighting ceremony,
mm-hmm.
which is going, and starting around 5 o'clock, you will have the Parade of Lights in Lakeville and Salisbury.
Right.
They'll start off in Lakeville, go through both Lakeville and Salisbury, wind up at the White Hart, where, of course, Santa will be during the afternoon. They'll have, I guess, hot chocolate and cookies. They'll also have the Salisbury Brass Band playing when they do the caroling and everything, and they'll light the tree there as well.
So lots of things to go out to next weekend. Busy, busy. As we said, we're sort of short on meetings. There was supposed to be a Region 1 board meeting to discuss a grievance, but that's been, or it was going to be an executive session and perhaps a decision, but that's been canceled, you tell me?
I just got the notice from Tina Bunce today.
Okay.
4:30, the agenda, call to order, the one on Wednesday, November 29th, canceled.
Okay.
Yeah, well. So that's canceled. Well, if you want to go to meetings, you know, the town of Sharon has a meeting today, two meetings. They've got the Historic District Commission and then the Zoning Board of Appeals. And also you've got the Board of Selectmen in Sharon meeting tomorrow.
Tomorrow, right, yes. If I really, really desperately want to go to meetings.
Yeah. But if you don't want to go, we'll be filming the Sharon Board of Selectmen meeting. So.
There's also Cornwall Board of Selectmen. They've moved theirs up till tomorrow night, too, at 7:30.
Now, when did the tree sale start at Housatonic?
I believe that's December... wait a second, I have it.
Probably Saturday, I would think.
The Holiday Store, December 1st. You're right.
December 1st.
You're
okay,
exactly,
so it's
right.
The 1st.
So,
okay.
But the holiday production nights where everybody comes and helps make wreaths. Thursday night. This Thursday, and again on Wednesday, December 6th, from 7 to 9 p.m. That's always a really fun night. Everybody gathers, and they put out wreaths like you've never seen, and the smell of the pine is just beautiful. And then they sell all those things in the store.
I haven't gotten a real tree in a while, but I just remember the time I got my mother a tree, and it was like a 12 or 14 footer. And I had a Volkswagen at the time. Bob Gambino helped the students. I got in the car, and they strapped me in the car in the tree. They ran over the doors and everything, and he gave me a big pair of shears. He said, when you get to your house, cut yourself out. So I did.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, was that the tree she said was too small?
That was my mother. I dragged it all the way. I get to my mother. I said, I got you a Christmas tree. And she says, it's too small. I hate it. Get it out of here.
Oh, my gosh.
But she accepted it. And we put it up. And it was the most beautiful tree.
They do a beautiful
ever.
Job there.
She had a 40-foot cathedral ceiling. This fit in the corner.
Oh,
and
wow.
It was gorgeous. It
beautiful.
Was gorgeous.
Beautiful.
This could also explain why Marshall reacts to certain things a certain way.
Yes, that could. That's a lot in his history, yes. The following week, they've got the 12 by 12 at the library, D.M. Hunt Library, that exhibit is great. Everybody has to keep their work between 12 and 12 inches, and they come up with the most beautiful things. So that's the following weekend, December 9th.
The Salisbury Association also, I think, has
concert.
Has their concert this weekend as well.
Yeah, I think you're right.
On Friday. I think that's on Friday.
Is it Friday? Okay.
I could be wrong, but I know they have that.
I know there's a concert. Yeah, we're just...
And Hotchkiss has their Right Brain Logic and Stuff concert on Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm.
So that really wraps up a really busy
weekend.
Busy weekend.
Yeah, let's hope the weather cooperates. We were lucky last night. It wasn't that cold at Canaan, and it worked out. I had visions of being frozen.
I've been in Canaan when it's been 2 or 3 below.
I know. Yes, it was so beautiful on Saturday, and I said, it's going to get cold on Sunday. And, of course, but it wasn't. It worked out very well. Interesting, in Cornwall, the Republican Town Committee met, and they were thinking about disbanding because they just didn't have enough people. And they met on Monday, and they are elected new officers, and they're ready to go. So it's going to be interesting to watch the politics in Cornwall this coming year. And Priscilla Pavel, the Republican, is taking over the seat of Heidi Kearns. And so we'll see
transpires.
All right.
Transpires. It's Monday. It's Monday.
I understand.
All right.
So we'll busy, and we'll sure there'll be things to report again next Monday.
Absolutely. We'll speak to you next week, Ruth.
Very good. Thanks, guys.
Take care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report, rep-am.com on the web.